Good morning, good people. I'm Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, I'm talking with Dr. Jenny Jones, Dean and Professor at the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work at Clark Atlanta University. Dr. Jones, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you, Kiplin. I'm glad to be a part of this segment.
Well, in 2020, the School of Social Work celebrated their 100th anniversary. That is really exciting news.
Yes, I was overjoyed to have the opportunity to serve as the dean of this great school turning 100 years old. It was exciting. A little bit of a damper because we didn't get to have the celebration that we had planned for due to the COVID, but we were able to do a virtual acknowledgement of the school turning 100 years old, and that was quite exciting.
Well, that is significant. Can you share some information about how the school got started at Clark Atlanta?
Yes. Well, you know, the school was founded in 1920. And I'm going to give you an abbreviated version of the history. The school was founded in 1920 after Jesse O. Thomas, who was very instrumental in the development of the school, asked to present at the Social Work Conference in New Orleans because he and a group of other folks had already decided that they wanted to start a school for social work for Black social workers to help Black folks in the South who were having major problems. And so he went to that convention, and when he came back, that's when a group came together and said, let's do this. We're going to start our own school. And that's really how the school actually got started. And from there, it was the rest is 100-year history.
Now, you all, there's a book. It's called Find a Way or Make One, a documentary history of Clark Atlanta University, the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work. How did that book come into being? And, you know, how was the decision made that a book, you know, would be the thing to commemorate this 100 years?
Yeah, you know, let me just digress for a second. This school has over close to 3,000 graduates that have attended at some point over the 100 years. And these are very proud graduates of the School of Social Work. And so the idea to do a book was pretty much a no-brainer. We're the first School of Social Work at an HBCU in the nation and throughout the world. We were the first School of Social Work to be accredited in the state of Georgia. So the history that's associated with the development of this book is just really overwhelming. It's so much. So some colleagues, some alum colleagues, kind of started discussing this some years ago. Professor Naomi Ward, who's Professor Emerita, and Alma Parton, who is also the author of the book and also an alum, they had this discussion over a period of years to talk about, why don't we do a book on this documenting the history of the school? And so that's how it started. When I came on as dean in 2016, those two had already laid the groundwork for the development of the book. The contract was in place. Some initial discussion had taken place. And I just walked in and kind of graciously gave my support to the project and worked with Dr. Carden in whatever way I could to ensure that the book would get done.
And Dean Jones, before we go further, can you tell our listeners exactly what social work is? When people say, I'm a social worker, what does that mean they studied? What does that mean they do?
Social work is a multifaceted profession. I say multifaceted because it is a degree that's grounded in science, that provides students with training around working with people, meeting them where they are, and providing them with resources. And that can be done individually, that can be done as a group, and it also is done in the community. And when I say providing them with resources, doesn't mean that there's a handout. It means that we intervene to help people solve whatever problems they may have happening in their organization. We go in and do org development with people, leadership training with people. In the community, we help organize communities around certain issues that are important to them. We provide individual counseling, group counseling. We also do entry-level generalist practice, interviewing with families, intakes of families. So it's multifaceted in that we do lots of things. And of course, as you can see, we end up in the academy. We teach social work. We become social work administrators. As Dorcas Bowles, who was the former dean, as you may know, was also president, interim president of this university. So we have done, we just have a history of having done a lot of different things. So that makes us a multifaceted profession.
And now, you know, some people might be listening and say, well, how do I get a social worker? And I know as a caregiver to my dad, the healthcare center assigned me a social worker when I didn't even think I needed one. But to be able to talk to someone, you know, and you say, I can't get my dad to cut his toenails and he's diabetic and I'm scared. And then all of a sudden I get all of these resources. There's a diabetic clinic here. And it was, you know, I'd been struggling with this for years. And then all of a sudden the answer was right there. So when people are, you know, when people have those challenges, how would they be able to, you know, to reach out to someone that is a social worker for them?
Yeah, well, there are lots of ways. Just like the situation with your father, the clinic obviously saw a need with your father that for some reason, whatever the reason may have been, was not being met. And when you asked for some assistance, they immediately connected you with a social worker who was able to get someone in there to help you take care of that. And that's usually how it comes about, particularly in healthcare settings. A need is made known, or it becomes pretty obvious to the doctor or the nurse as working with the family and see that some intervention needs to take place, and they will make a referral for a social worker. We work in all types of settings, and sometimes it's not that simple. As I just described, not as simple as you described with your father. Sometimes these services are offered and families don't actually want them. In the child welfare system, a lot of times families are mandated by the court to accept the services. So it comes about in a lot of different ways. But regardless of how it comes about, we all come to the table with the same goal, and that's family well-being, trying to help people manage their lives, take care of themselves, help organizations manage their organization healthy, be as healthy as they possibly can, and be able to run as well as they can.
I think sometimes we just don't know what to ask for. So sometimes we need to be open to ask for help. I need a social worker. I need someone. And
right.
So we've got to get comfortable doing that now.
Right. And let me just, Kipling, let me just say one other quick thing. And I always like to reference this when I talk about why you need a social worker. You know, I keep this handout on my door at my office, in whatever office I move to, whatever school I go to, that says you'll need a social worker when ... And it has about 100 reasons listed. And I'd like to share that with students because, again, sometimes people don't know what to ask for, and we can provide so many different services. It's just knowing the person knowing what they need, and sometimes they don't know, but helping them figure out what they need.
That's exactly what a lot of us do. You know, we do need. So I think we've got to learn to ask. We've got to start to learn to ask when you have a challenge, because you all are there, you know, with the resources to help us. But if you never ask, you know, no one knows to say, hey, you probably need
right.
a social worker.
So
we've got to learn to ask. Now, before we get too far away from the book, there is an event mm-hmm. next week that is open to the public to talk about these 100 years. Can you share some information mm-hmm. about that?
Yes, we will have a panel discussion with the author, Dr. Alma Carton, Dr. Araceli Francis, who wrote the foreword for the book, Dr. Jerome Shealy, who is a professor at Morgan State University. He used to be on faculty here at Clark Atlanta in the School of Social Work. He wrote or provided guidance to Dr. Carton around the Afrocentric perspective, and also did a review of the book. So he is very well versed on the book and all of the information in it, and myself, who did the kind of closing words around this book and where do we go from here after 100 years.
And now, how can we participate in that?
It will be a call-in show being sponsored by CAU TV, I have a radio station, not TV. And flyers will be posted. I think they're actually being posted now. It's being put out on the web. It will be on our website, be on the university's website, with all of the detailed information around how to call in to ask questions. Some of the questions can be asked, can be sent in ahead of time, and we will certainly do our best to answer them. But that flyer, that information is going out as I speak to make sure that people know about it and have an opportunity to participate in it.
That is wonderful, and we'll definitely include that information in our post. And Dr. Jones, I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing with us this morning about the Whitney M. Young Jr. School of Social Work here on the campus of Clark Atlanta University. Thank you.
Thank you, Kipling, for having me. I'll just close by saying I'm so excited about the book. I'm excited about us turning 100 years strong, and I look forward to another 100 years about this School of Social Work.
Thank you so much.